USA Radio News.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say a gunman killed at least four people at St. Francis Hospital on Wednesday before dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police spoke to reporters at the scene.
I was very happy with what we know so far regarding the response of our officers. As the mayor mentioned, the citizens of Tulsa, I think, should be proud. This parking lot was difficult to get to for some of those officers who were here just minutes after it came in. It was difficult due to the amount of cars that had responded from all sides of town.
According to a Facebook post from the department, Tulsa Police apprentice officers underwent active shooter training just days ago. A federal judge says John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot President Ronald Reagan in 1981, will be freed from court oversight this month as planned. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Inflation prices are at a 40-year high, and many people say the Biden administration is not doing enough to rein it in. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
We can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline. We can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either.
President Biden's comments as more Americans are becoming increasingly concerned about rising prices for food and gas. Critics argued the president could lower gas prices in the United States by reversing some of his energy policies, restricting the production of oil and gas in the United States.
One Michigan GOP gubernatorial hopeful lost a key ballot ruling on Wednesday. The ruling affects Perry Johnson, a wealthy businessman considered to be a leading candidate. The decision could also apply to three other candidates, including former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who's also been scratched from the ballot for invalid signatures. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Job openings remained near record highs, according to a report released Wednesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. U.S. job openings decreased slightly to 11.4 million on the last business day in April. About 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in April. New hires held at 6.6 million. Remote work is a thing of the past if you work for Tesla. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Tesla employees should pretend to work somewhere else if they're not willing to return to their offices. That was a tweet by CEO Elon Musk on Wednesday. He went on to say in a leaked memo obtained by Bloomberg, anyone who wishes to do remote work must be in the office a minimum, and I mean minimum, of 40 hours per week or depart Tesla. That's a far cry from Twitter's policy right now, which is optional.
A New York judge has rejected a request from former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin to be granted a new trial in her defamation suit against the New York Times. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff wrote in a court decision on Wednesday that Palin, who sued the Times for defamation and lost earlier this year, failed to introduce, quote, even a speck, unquote, of evidence suggesting she should be granted a new trial in the case. And actor Bill Cosby faces sex abuse charges again as his civil trial gets underway. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.